USA Radio News.
The president says he'll decide on his next chief of staff soon. Nick Ayers, Vice President Pence's chief of staff, was thought to be a top contender to replace outgoing chief of staff John Kelly, although he bowed out in the running. Kelly will be staying on, though, until the end of the year. Maria Butina, the accused Russian spy, has reached a plea deal with the Justice Department. Former Deputy Assistant Attorney General John Yoo tells Fox News,
"It looks like she really was not relevant in any way to the Mueller investigation. That's why it's out in public and they're doing the plea agreement."
Multiple sources are also reporting that Butina will be charged with not registering as a foreign agent, to which Yoo says,
"These are relatively small charges. If she were a serious target, a serious spy, if we were talking about major espionage, for example, the kind we're seeing from China, you would not just be charging her with failure to register as a foreign lobbyist."
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
Some of the U.S. soldiers who've been at the southern border will be coming home for the holidays. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
There have been roughly 5,400 active duty troops stationed along the border in recent weeks, installing wire barriers and protecting Border Patrol agents in California, Arizona, and Texas. Now, Pentagon officials say the active duty troops will begin leaving the southern border this week. The number of forces there will be going down to at least 3,000 by the holidays. President Trump having ordered the deployment of the troops in response to the caravan of Central American migrants that were moving towards the U.S. border. The number of migrants has been declining, and the military has finished much of the wire barrier placement that they began weeks ago.
On Monday Night Football, the Seattle Seahawks will host the Minnesota Vikings, with both teams fighting for their playoff lives. Kickoff is set for just after 8:15 Eastern Time, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
More details are emerging about what happened to the journalist killed in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
The last words uttered by journalist Jamal Khashoggi after he was set upon by a Saudi hit squad in that country's consulate in Istanbul were, "I can't breathe." That's according to a transcript of an audio recording of Khashoggi's torture. According to the transcript, there were screams and the sound of a saw. Then a voice came on, which has been identified as Dr. Salih Mohammed Al-Tubehi, who is the head of forensic medicine at Saudi Arabia's Interior Ministry. He says, "If you don't like all the noise, just put your headphones on and listen to music like me."
Former California GOP Assemblyman Chuck DeVore says the Democrats' Green New Deal is simply an indirect taxation on fuel and gasoline. He tells Fox News what he's referring to.
In France, they pay a little over $7 a gallon for gasoline, and almost half of that are taxes. And this was a climate change tax of about 20 cents a gallon, 25 cents a gallon for gasoline, about 10 cents for diesel. I think that in America, though, with this Green New Deal, you're going to see indirect taxation. In other words, more subsidies, more taxes, more mandates and regulations. I don't think they're going to be foolish enough to go for a direct big tax on fuel like you're seeing in France. But the net effect, Steve, will be the same.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.